Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. Back in high school, we had a bunch of sayings on our gym, our workout room walls. One of them included, "Work on your weakness until it becomes your strength." Now, I disagree with that statement in that I don't believe you need to work on your weakness until it becomes your strength. That sounds great. And if you want to do that, more power to you. What I do believe and what I have experienced myself and with the clients I trained over the years is you absolutely need to work on your weakness until it's no longer a weakness. That's what matters most. So while it sounds great to work on your weakness until it becomes your strength, what this show's all about is why you need to work on your weakness. You need to fix the weak link, as I call it. And I did that podcast on the five components of fitness. And if you haven't listened to that, go back. You need to listen to that episode. Super important. And what I say in that show is that we generally, people do one, maybe two, what you're good at and what you were genetically predetermined to do. And so what happens is you become imbalanced. You don't work on the other four components. And I actually threw in a sixth, and it's a podcast on balance, but you need to work on all five. And when you don't, as most people don't, you create weaknesses. You create imbalances. And when that happens, problems happen, right? Injuries are not necessarily inevitable. It's just we focus on the rehab instead of the prehab. We don't do the work before it's a problem, and then we end up taking care of it after it's become an injury. And I say it all the time. You will exercise and you will do some of the exercises I will talk about in this show. But you have two choices. You will either pay someone to make you do them in a rehabilitation facility setting, or you will do them ahead of time to prevent the injuries, to prevent the imbalances, and to make sure that you have no major weaknesses. Now, I often talk about how many years I spent as a personal trainer, working in the gyms, 10, 14, 16 hours a day, years and years. And what I learned over time is one of the top reasons you go to a trainer, it's not weight loss. I know that's why you start, and that is one of your major goals. But one of the primary things that a trainer will do with you, it's actually two. They will first identify your weakness, and then they will second help to fix it. Because here's the thing I'll talk about during the show. If you have a weakness that becomes an injury, the weight loss can't happen because you can't exercise, because you are hurt. And it could be a small injury that prevents you from doing what you want to do or a major injury. But the smallest weakness can turn into the biggest problem. And when I talk about weak links, when I talk about your weaknesses, generally what I'm speaking about are muscle weaknesses, so just generally weak muscles in your body, or muscular imbalances. Oftentimes it's the front of your legs versus the back of your legs that they are not in balance. And it's actually not a 50-50 ratio, by the way, your quadriceps to your hamstrings. But we don't need to go that deep. And then finally, it's an injury. So your weak links are either injuries waiting to happen or they have become injuries in and of themselves. And as we age, for many people, those weaknesses become injuries. And that is one of the insidious things about human nature is when you're in your 20s, your 30s, even your early 40s for many people, body's good. Body recovers quickly. Body does what you want it to do without a problem. And then problems happen. And then injuries happen. So this show is all about identifying the weakness and working on it. And just like everything else I talk about, it won't be an hour and it won't be horrible. But if excessive moderation applies to anything, it's this. It's working on your weakness until it's no longer a weakness. So you can do two things, by the way. I'm going to skip ahead. So you can enjoy your quality of life. So you can do what you want to do. That's what's most important. Quick break. We'll be right back talking all about why you need to work on your weakness. We will be right back. So let's go back to talking about personal trainers. Many of you probably are using one, have used one, and I understand why weight loss and vanity is a huge goal, if not the primary goal for you to go to that trainer. And I'm not saying personal trainers don't help with weight loss, but what happens outside the gym is when weight loss happens. You could have come to me twice a day, 7 days a week when I was training clients, but it's what you do outside those sessions that truly determines weight loss. So my goal with you when it comes to weight loss, when I was a trainer, was to change your behaviors outside the gym, because it is simple math, people. If you just came to me as a trainer and wanted to maximize your calorie burn, we're going to go running. We're going to do something that, you know, if you want to burn the most number of calories within that session, it's going to be hard. And it's going to be somewhere 600, 700, 800 calories. So that's simple math. If you go to a trainer twice a week, three times a week, you're probably burning 500-600 calories in those sessions. So you're still couple thousand calories short of a pound. Now, I understand you're going to build muscle, and that is super important. And that is tied into working on your weakness, by the way, because a lot of what I'm going to focus on here when it comes to weakness is muscular imbalances and weaknesses, because that's where injuries happen. Now, your weakness may be your cardio, and that is also tied into it. But here's how it's intricately tied into it. If your knees hurt, you can't do your cardio. You can't lose weight. So that is why I say that a great strength and conditioning coach, a great personal trainer, has to start with working on your weaknesses, identifying them and working on them. And that is why the first session, at least the first session you do with a personal trainer, there should be no exercise. It should be sitting down and discussing your goals, your injuries, your medications, at least an hour. Because then the trainer can start to figure out, hey, what do I need to work on with this individual person? And let me say this. I had a professor who said, and I love this line, if you want to know what your weakness is, just ask your competition. And that applies to generally the younger crowd, the 20s, 30s, 40s I was talking about. Because as you get older, the weakness is tied into an injury. The weakness is tied into pain. And when I would have clients come to me for the first time, they would often say, I have a bad fill in the blank. I have a bad back. I have bad knees. I have bad hips. I have bad shoulders. And my question to myself was, what does that mean? What do they mean by bad? Obviously pain. Most of the time. But why is it bad? That is what a trainer should identify and start to fix. I understand some of you don't have trainers. So you say, Tom, why do you keep talking about trainers? Just because that is a really important part of this, because so many people go to trainers because they're having pain, because they want to know how to do things correctly, and the trainers don't. It's just all about vanity and pushing it too hard so often. Way too hard. And listen, once there's an injury, the body has a tough time, depending on where that injury occurs, and especially as we age, you want to avoid those injuries at all costs. All right? And here's the other really insidious thing about weaknesses. And many of you are going to have the aha moment when it comes to this. You may start out with saying, oh, I have bad knees. My knees hurt all the time. And then what happens is your body adjusts. It adjusts 24 hours a day, everything you do. You're not even aware 80%, 90% of the time what your body's doing to stop your knees from hurting. The way you get dressed, the way you walk, the way you get up and out and down out of a chair. But what happens is it's not using your muscles in the most functional way. You're adjusting, you're adapting, and you're going to have compensatory issues. So what happens? You go, oh, my knees used to really hurt. You know what? Now my knees don't hurt, but my hips or my lower back, that's an issue. And so it just moves all around your body. So the goal is to strengthen from head to toe. If you've listened to my other podcasts, this is why target toning, all of those kind of specific, I'm going to attack this area. Every single person needs to be strong from head to toe. We all have quote unquote problem areas. But as I talked about in another episode, you can't tell your body where to remove fat deposits from. So that is the overarching theme of this show, is if you have a weak link, nothing else matters. We are only as strong as our weakest link. It's all those cliches, but they are so true. Never more true when it comes to your body. 80% of people or more will have lower back pain in their lifetime. And it's getting worse and worse because we're sitting more and more and we're moving less and less. And when that back hurts, you start doing less and less and less. And as I will end the show by talking about, inactivity is the absolute worst thing for your weakness. But that's what happens. Your back hurts, so you move less. So you do less. So your weakness becomes weaker and weaker and weaker. And that's where so many people are. And that's why when I was training clients and when I identified the weakness, and when we fixed that weakness, that was so much more rewarding to me than weight loss. Weight loss is rewarding and people go, oh my gosh, I lost 30 pounds, 20 pounds, whatever it was. That's awesome. But if you lose weight and still can't do what you want to do, and there are many people like that, you know, you can be skinny and really weak. So sure, weight loss is always a goal and we want to be our healthy weight, but we want to bulletproof our bodies. I love that term, bulletproof your body. And the best part of working on your weakness, it doesn't take a lot. So my new book, The Micro Workout Plan, the 5-minute workouts, one of the huge goals of those workouts is to fix your weak link. I have specific workouts called, here, you know, it just flows perfectly into it. Lower back RX, shoulder RX, and knees RX. Why? Because those are three major parts of the body where people would come to me and still do to this day and say, Tom, I have a bad lower back. Tom, I have bad shoulders. Or Tom, my knees hurt. I have bad knees. So when I defend my book against people who say 5 minutes, that's not enough. Not enough for what? I always end up just asking questions when people say things like that. It's not enough. Not enough for what? To fix your weak link? 5 minutes isn't enough to get a really great core workout in? 5 minutes isn't enough to work on flexibility, one of the five components of fitness? Absolutely. And if you've listened to any of my other podcasts, you know that I'm all about good news, great news. The great news is you don't have to do a heck of a lot to fix the weakness. My book, The Micro Workout Plan, not only has the workouts in it, what I'm I mean, I'm excited about those for people, but I'm also really proud of the clients I put in there. It starts, the entire book starts with one, the first chapter is one client and all of the weaknesses he fixed because he loved racket sports, because there was no way he wasn't going to play his tennis and play his squash. Shoulder surgeries, knee surgeries, elbows, it wasn't going to stop him. But he needed to work on his weaknesses, and he did, and it took time. But if you looked at his surgery history, you'd say there's no way this guy can do it. And not only did he do it, and this is another reason I start the book with this story, not only did he fix his weak links, not only was he able to play the sports, he is crushing it in his 60s. He is a top nationally ranked tennis and squash player. And that is one of the major themes of Fitness Disrupted, is that I can't stand the negative news, you being told that you can't feel good, that you can't fix your issues, that it's genetics, that you are doomed to have the pain. No, you're not. You just haven't figured out what you need to do. And then you just haven't given it time. And my entire 30 years training clients is a testament to that. And that's why I would say to clients, just show up. Just show up and we'll fix it. So it's excessive moderation and it's focusing on what is your limiting factor. So if you're a young person, you're going to have to maybe ask your competition or be totally honest. What do you not do? And most people know, you know, oh, it's flex. I never stretch, or I never do core exercises. Or guys, here we go. You don't do leg exercises because you want that huge upper body, the party pump workout, I used to call it, arms, chest, all good, but you need to do your leg day. You need to do your leg day. Because what happens is, what I referenced earlier, you don't do your leg day, you do your vanity, upper body, arms, shoulders, abs, chest, back, all that stuff. And then one day you really blow out your knee. And then you can't do your cardio. And then the weight starts to creep up on you. So you have to work on it, ideally before it becomes an issue. But I don't want you to be, you know, depressed if it already is, because it is for so many people. Fixable. Fixable. And three of the top areas for issues are what I just said. Lower back, shoulders, and knees. Lower back, again, so many people throughout their lives. If there's ever a perfect time to do 5 minutes for a body part, it's lower back. Strengthen planks, stretches. You do a set of one plank, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, then you flip over, you stretch. Then you do some more core strengthening, and then you stretch. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. So many of you guys and women listening who have back issues, that was one of my favorite things for clients to have issues with, because I knew that we could make it so much better, that they were most likely ridiculously weak there and tight, and we had to fix it. Shoulders, same thing. So let me just quickly, you know what? Quick break. And then when we come back, I'm going to give you an issue I had that I had to deal with way back when, before it became an issue, and I did. And then one I couldn't and had to deal with after the fact, after it became an injury. Final break, and we will be right back talking all about working on your weakness. We'll be back. So I hope you are hopeful when you listen to all my shows, but especially this one. I once had a gentleman walk into my gym when I owned a gym. Short amount of time. Never wanted to own a gym. I did it. Wanted to experience everything. And it was everything I knew I didn't want. I didn't want to be sitting at a desk and, you know, not for me. But I did it. And gentleman walked in. And to this day, he was a little bit older, definitely angry. Almost felt like his wife maybe sent him in, or his doctor. I really sensed that he was definitely not happy to be there. So he's asking about membership. And he said, "What can you do for me?" or something to that effect. And I said, "Well, wellness. This is all about wellness." And he said, "What's wellness?" And I said, "You know, it's to me, the lack of disease, of pain, about feeling good, and about the ability to do whatever you want to do physically whenever you want to do it." And again, that's how I'm going to bring this all together, because that's what it's all about in the end. It truly is. It's about quality of life. And he was, I think I had about a 90% closing rate. And that was one thing I did love about a gym, was selling memberships. Because I'd be like, "Listen, for X amount of dollars, I can change your life. You just have to walk through those doors. You just show up, walk through those doors, and we're going to figure out what you want to do, what you enjoy, group fitness classes, strength training, whatever it is, yoga, Pilates, I have it all. So we're going to figure that out for you." And I loved, that's one thing I did love about a gym, was just selling health. That was exciting. Everything else, not so fun. But it is about wellness, and it's about quality of life. So back to you younger people who may not have issues. When I was younger and really training hard for Ironmans and marathons, I've talked about this before, I got this crazy pain in my right glute, would radiate down my leg. One doctor, a friend of mine, just said, "You got sciatica." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm 30. Doesn't sound right. Something else." Long story short, spoke with another amazing sports doctor, and she said, "Tom, most likely you got weak butt. You got to strengthen those glutes. And piriformis muscle that is within the glute deep, sciatic nerve is front, behind, sometimes through. And that weakness, my glute weakness, was 100% the issue. Because I had massive pain." If you've ever had this, many of you have, you're sitting for a long period of time, you get in a car, long drive, you're on a plane, ouch, literally a pain in the butt. I did squats, single leg squats, ball squats against the wall, step ups, unilateral exercises. And not only to strengthen the glutes, but I needed to do more strengthening back then. And by the way, skipping way ahead, but for those of you, I have yet to do the show on, does strength training improve performance, runners, triathletes, whatever your sport? Yeah. And you know what the number one way it does is it fixes that weak link, because if you're hurt, you can't train. And I'll get into all the studies on running efficiency and all those things. But again, at the end of the day, it's about being injury-free. If you're injured, you can't train. If you have a weak link, you can't train. So those really high performers who are listening, you need to work on your weak link, because A, it's going to affect your performance as far as competition. And then B, you're going to get injured and you won't be able to train. And for those of you who couldn't care less about that stuff, it's about feeling good, about being injury-free. So when you sit, you're not in pain. And so when you want to go play with your kids or your grandkids, your body will do everything you want it to do, pain-free. And if you want to go play golf or tennis or travel or in the garden, then you fix those weak links. And this is not a strength issue, but this is totally related. And I've told this story before, but it resonates with me, has always stuck out with me. Was in Hawaii many years ago for a race and found a whale watch for my wife and I. And it was volunteer, but it was a once a year, incredible opportunity to volunteer to count whales, to sit on this bluff at the top of this amazing hill, look down at the water with the head of the whatever ocean, you know, whale guy, we'll leave it at that, in Hawaii. Amazing. And a bunch of us just showed up early in the morning, and at the bottom of this very steep path to the top of this cliff, and there were a handful of people who couldn't make it for cardiovascular reasons and strength reasons. And that stuck out with me. I was just starting my, you know, really getting into the fitness career at that point. And I thought, this is something I will always remember, because they missed the opportunity that was absolutely incredible. Hours upon hours of watching whales breach and listening to this incredible expert talk about it. So that's something we don't talk about. You know, that's not you're sick or diseased or injured, but missing out on life's experiences. So we work on our weaknesses so we can enjoy life, whether that is pain-free or, again, being able to experience everything we want and not having any physical limitations that will keep us from getting there. And as we wrap this up, I'll say it one more time because it is so true and powerful and prevalent. Inactivity is the worst thing for our bodies. And if there's, well, there's many things that drive me completely nuts, obviously. That's why I'm doing this show. When it comes to the information you are given on a daily basis, it's those studies on what's too much exercise. Now, I get it. We want to figure out optimal dose. But the number of people who are getting too much exercise, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We are not dying. The number one cause of death is not too much exercise. It's heart disease. So that is not an issue that 99.999% of the population has to worry about. And even that small, very minute percentage that does have to worry about it, they know. And they're generally going to get hurt and you know, overtraining syndrome and things like that. So that's the insidious nature of the weakness. That small weakness gets magnified into a bigger weakness. It becomes a compensatory issue as well, most likely. And you move less and less, you get weaker and weaker, and your pain increases and increases. So know this, the solutions are progressive strength training. So often when it's about your lower back, what I talked about, planks, stretching, abdominal exercises that are super basic, you just have to do them frequently, and they don't have to be, nor should they be, 30 minutes, 60 minutes. Shoulders. So that is my other issue. So I had the piriformis issue, fixed it. And it was bad. I was running so much back in the day. Not for me. There was a lot of Ironmans, a lot of marathons, ultra marathons. That glute hurt. It no longer hurt when I did the work and I gave it time. So you got to do the basics and you got to give it time. And you have to progress. If you have major lower body issues, you're not going to be doing heavy squats, full range of motion right away. But a really qualified strength and conditioning coach is going to progress you, and you can also do it on your own. Shoulders for me. Only injury I truly ever had was high school football, dislocated shoulder. And that is a great example of once that shoulder goes, it's never going to be perfect. So I do my shoulder exercises to make my shoulder joint, the most mobile joint in the body, as strong as possible because it's the most mobile and because I had that pre-existing issue. And the exercises, internal, external rotation, again, in my book, and I'm sorry, this feels like I'm pitching the book, but that's what all my stuff is connected. And it's all connected to you having the best body. Do you have to buy it? Absolutely not. But if you need guidance and you need motivation on top of this, that's another resource for you. But it's a 5-minute routine for shoulders. And let me say this. I was on a TV show pitching my book, Beat the Gym, different book way back when. And I'm not going to say the name of the very well-known TV person who interviewed me. Not a fitness person, but you get the pre-interview. And one thing I gave them a tip was start every workout with one exercise you don't like. And generally speaking, that is a work on your weakness exercise. So for me, it's the internal, external rotation for my shoulders. Listen, I still want to do my bicep curls and my tricep exercises and my abdominals and my core, the vanity stuff. I still do all that stuff, just not as much because I have more work on your weakness things as I get older. But I start every workout, for the most part, with shoulder exercise. If I don't start it, I'm going to do it. I'll do a different one rather. but 3 minutes, maybe tops 5 minutes, depending. And then I'm done. So that is one of these. Oh, by the way, she said, this interviewer, she said that was the dumbest thing she'd ever heard. She wasn't going to do it. I go, okay. You don't have to. It's good advice, but you don't have to do it. So that's it. Here's your homework. So the first show, I'm giving you homework. Figure out your major weakness. Is it back pain? Is it shoulders? What's keeping you from sleeping well at night? Is it shoulders? You wake up with that shoulder pain? Then you need to do those internal, external rotation exercises, most likely, and maybe a couple others. So your homework is to figure out what your major weakness is and to spend a couple minutes, not an hour, not 7 days a week. Start every workout with that one or two exercises to start to fix that weak link, to fix that weakness. And if you don't work out, if you don't go to the gym, if you don't do a half hour or an hour at home, even better. You're going to do 3 to 5 minutes a couple times a week to fix that weak link. So identify what it is. If you're older, you know exactly what it is. It's that pain. If you're younger, be honest. And your younger people that don't have issues yet, but maybe you're starting to feel things, you know that maybe you should be doing something more in the, you know, again, lower body, core, cardio, whatever it is, whatever you're not doing. If you do it when you're younger, you will be so far ahead of the game. So far ahead of the game. So you either start your workout with that one or two, most three exercises pretty much to fix those weak links or primary weak link, or you do it throughout the day because you don't have to do a half hour or an hour or do it even in succession. You can bring that resistance band anywhere. If you're traveling, if you want to do it outside, tie it around a tree, a fence post, get your weak link fixed. All right. This is all about quality of life. And yes, we are visual people. We want to look great. We want to be our healthy weight. But neither of those things can happen if we're hurt. Neither of those things can happen, especially later in life, if we can't move the way we want to and we were meant to. And I will say it one final time, minutes matter. Minutes matter when it comes to fixing your weak links. And your weak links, when you are pain-free, there's no greater feeling in the world. And unfortunately, human nature is such that those clients over the years, they would forget. It's amazing human nature. If we didn't forget pain, it's a whole nother show, right? But I would have clients come to me and we would make incredible changes in their pain and weak link department. And I would have to kind of remind them of it because and that's a good thing. But get to that point because you can. And I don't care if you're 70, 40, 25, we all have them. We want to be honest about them and we want to spend just enough time, a couple minutes, several times a week to fix them. And I always want you to know that wherever you think you are, wherever you think you're stuck, you never are. You can make incredible change. I've seen it too many times to know that's not the case, that you can't change. And when you put the time in, when you believe in yourself, incredible things will happen. Thank you so much for listening. I am Tom Holland. If you could rate the show, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. If you want to leave comments and Ken where you listen, that would be great as well. Love to hear from you. Tom H. Fit is both my Twitter and my Instagram. Please subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. And if you want to reach right out to me, see more about me as well, there is website fitnessdisrupted.com. How easy is that? Again, I want you to believe that you can change no matter where you are now, no matter if you're in pain or how much you are in, you can make incredible, incredible change. Thank you for listening. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.